Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for joining us here on New Life Live. We're always love getting to be in the seat, in the saddle, and listening to what you have to say and the questions that you have. Joining me today are two people that, you know, they're not exactly the kind of folks that hold up sandwich board signs and walk down the street advertising. They are true professionals, and they are the best at what they do. Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Thanks for being here.
Hey, you bet.
Actually, that's a good marketing idea. I'll stand out in front of our offices with a little sandwich sign saying, eat lunch here and then go up there for therapy. You know,
nice.
Is that a great idea?
Well, I thought of Lucy with her little sign, Lucy from Charlie Brown that had cents.
Five cents?
Yeah,
that's
what
a good
I was
idea.
Thinking of.
Steve,
yeah.
Thanks for the new idea.
You're welcome. Hey, we've got some great new ideas at tv.newlife.com. I want you to go over there and check it out because today we've got a thing on there that I actually went through. It's called betrayal blindness. It's when, you know, you can't see what's going on. And if you're wondering about, well, am I blind to the betrayal, this is going to help you.
TV.newlife.com. But you know what? They may be so blind, they may think that this doesn't apply to them.
That is true.
Well, and you know, when we did that segment, Steve, the thought that was a great point because I want to have everybody watch this. And if there's someone in your life that you believe has betrayal blindness, I want you to send them this. Once you have a subscription.
Could you define that? What's betrayal blindness?
Betrayal blindness is a state of mind in which you choose to keep a secret from yourself. Because the reality of what's happening in your world and the consequences of that reality to you are far more frightening than you actually walking into the situation. So you lie to yourself. You turn a blind eye. You don't look at what's happening because it would cost you too much. It might cost you a marriage. It might cost you a job. It might cost you...
Are you saying that some of us are too afraid to look at truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I may have to be alone if I confront this. It may ultimately lead to me being alone or giving up my financial security. And so people stay in horrible situations for a long time and enable them, allow them to stay sick, some situation in their home to stay sick because they don't want to deal with the ramifications.
They tolerate the intolerable.
We
should let the host talk.
Phrase.
Host, why don't you talk for a while?
Because it happened to Steve. Right?
You've heard the expression, if it had been a snake, it would have bitten you.
Yeah.
Well, it is a snake, and it does bite, and you can't see it, and it's right there hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when I look back on all the evidence, all the pieces that I could have seen, I had betrayal blindness. Now, this will help you. So go to tv.newlife.com and look at this. It's one of the great, great features. There are over 300 programs, and we're adding to it every single day. So please help, help yourself or help a friend by sending it to them. And it's only $100 a year, so it's less than what most counselors or therapists charge. And some of the people have said to us, it's like therapy on demand. You know, you just pick the subject that you're dealing with, and you get the best advice on it, the best teaching that you can.
That's so 300 sessions for $100. $100. I think that's pretty good.
Well, you could.
That's a
you
good
could
ratio.
Have, you could have two or three sessions a day, which many people have suggested that I do that. But it is a bargain. We'll be back after this.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today. Mylan Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Let's go to line three and talk with Ann. Ann, how are you doing today?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking the call. I really appreciate it. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How can I help you? How can we help you?
Oh, well, actually, I hope you can help me. I just need to learn how to, or know how to set boundaries. I've actually been dating someone, or was dating someone, for a few months, and it was really, I think as a woman, if you say connector to a woman, we kind of get it. We understand. If you say a guy is like that, that means he's the romantic guy. He's pretty much that knight in shining armor. And that's how we began. I mean, we both are single parents. He has custody of his children, and or at least two of his children. And it was just such a, to me, a match made in heaven so far, but you can't really tell that to me until you've gone down the road. So I've always asked God to help expose things that so that I'm not blinded. And, of course, God always answers prayer when he loves you. And that's exactly what happened. I discovered that this same person is a pathological liar. And it's what I believe he is. He thinks that he has bipolar mood disorder, and it wasn't something that he revealed initially in the relationship early on. But I've had a lot of background with working with patients who have those kind of diagnoses, and I think he fits more of the pathological
okay,
liar.
So,
I mean,
so
some
Ann,
of the symptoms are Ann, mimic each other.
Ann, help me out here then. We get the picture. You're struggling with a pathological liar, and you said you're having a hard time setting boundaries. So what's your question?
How do you do that? I mean, it's like, how do you tell someone that they are a pathological liar versus really having bipolar mood disorder? I mean, because regardless of how
Ann,
the relationship ends, I would love to just see.
Here's a little piece of advice that I think all of us would probably do with the pathological liar. Mylan?
Well, and
I want to intervene and say run, but let's hear Mylan first.
You don't try and diagnose him and convince him of his diagnosis. You just go, you're not right for me. See you later.
Good answer, Mylan.
That's how simple it is.
Good answer.
Which is, to your point, run. But see, the issue is here, why do we struggle with setting boundaries? And the answer to that is, and then I'll let Steve and Sherry add into this, is we have trouble separating from other people because we don't like to be alone. So if I set a boundary, you might not like me, and that means I'm all alone by myself, and I don't like that state because I've idealized you're my knight in shining armor. And, oh, this buoys me up. This fantasy of this knight in shining armor makes me feel good every day, and it's my life supporter, you see? And then I have to deflate that thing And all of a sudden, I'm back to where I was, floundering in the water again. Right. And so that's often why we don't do it. Steve, Sherry, what do you guys think?
Well, and I love your picture of the knight in shining armor, both of mm-hmm. you, because you made me think of, like, you know, they have the, at Christmas time, they have the blow-up nativities or blow-up Santas or whatever.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to look at Steve and me and just think knight in shining armor. Right,
no.
Steve?
No, but this
I
is...
I thought so.
This
I
is
did,
the
too.
This is the picture, Anne. Is this gentleman is that. He's kind of one of those blow-up knight in shining armors, like a blow-up Santa. But the problem is, you think he has a smudge on his shoulder. And you believe that by having a conversation with a pathological liar that you could actually change him or help him come to his senses or, you know, wipe off that smudge mark. And I go, Anne, darling, what in you believes that you're going to change somebody? Because in the courtship dating process, it's exactly what Mylan said. There are so many women and men that believe they go into the courtship and they can just change that person by having some kind of reasonable conversation about it.
Hey, Anne. Didn't,
I'm glad you're laughing because that's good energy.
Didn't you say that you you prayed to God?
Yes, I did.
Didn't you say that God answers prayers of people He loves?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's an accident that you're talking with us.
Yeah,
and I think
it's
God has
it's true.
Provided
and I
you.
I said to God, whatever they say, I'm going to do because I've listened to you long enough, and you've inspired me so much. I definitely want to get a second degree in counseling, and I have actually taught the same people, which makes it so bad. But it's just like you said, when you really, and it's not that I don't want to be. I have no issues with being alone. It's just that you care about, I care about him, and he keeps calling, and he's very persistent, and I know I messed up because I caught him in a really major lie.
Well,
and
here's a really good phrase that can help you. Don't call me anymore. That could turn things around for you there. And glad you called. I want to send you... let me send you, is this the one? Because it's got him in there, and obviously I don't think he is the one for you, and I hope that you'll do what Mylan is saying, and Sherry, and that you're going to get out of that relationship.
I want to mention one last thing, because, Anne, okay. I adore your spirit and your laughter and your energy, but I want you to go deep, and I want you to do some exploration with a therapist, one of our New Life counselors, to look at what in you... is so enamored by the pursuit of a man. You're so hungry by his pursuit and by how he looks on the outside that you would even consider going forward. It's like there's a pull still towards mm-hmm. him, even though you've caught him. And that's what concerns me about you. So I want you to go deep and take a look in that. If it's what Mylan said, which could be very true, fear of being alone, or if you just love being pursued and it feels so good, and, you know, what is it that keeps you burning daylight from walking away and just finding someone who's better suited?
We can be alone. I can be comfortable alone. But the idea of having someone I've idealized leave me is the battle.
Here's the deal.
Interesting.
You want to hear the deal?
Interesting.
You want to hear the deal?
Let's hear the deal.
Drew, it's a tough decision.
It's a really tough decision. But pathological liars are charming, too, you know.
Right.
They are.
We don't do well with tough decisions. When it's really tough and it's going to be more pain down the road, we don't want the pain. And so we don't make the tough decision. We make the temporarily more comfortable decision. Mm-hmm. And we ruin our lives that way. So anytime you're up against a tough decision, rather than just thinking you're hearing from God, you need to get some people around you that say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is crazy. He's crazy. And move on and try to find that safe person that you used to teach about. All right. I'm glad you called. Is This the One? Is on the way. I would like to go and talk with Sarah right now. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I hope I can communicate this well enough. So basically, I'd like some advice about how to, and I'm speaking in regards to the Christian community, I would like some advice on how to not get frustrated with men, or to not, to see them and not, normally when I will look at them, I don't expect very much from them. And yeah. that has to do with just life experiences, what I see other Christian women go through with men, or when men cheat, they expect a woman to forgive, and they realize that forgiveness is not equal reconciliation. And I just get frustrated and kind of look at men sometimes in a bad light because of, you know, they get so much sympathy, like, oh, men are just going to cheat, so they can get sympathy. But, you know, when a woman cheats on a man, oh, it's something serious. But when men cheat or have integrity issues, like, that's okay, or that's, like, accepted or expected. So I would like advice on how to not get so frustrated. You know, in the Christian community, when I see chauvinism or, you know, sermons on constantly women submit, and then the sermon never comes around to, you know, men are supposed to lay down their lives like Christ did for the church, which is actually a greater form of submission. So I'd just like some advice about that whole thing.
All right. Mylon, Sherry, you guys want to start? I've got a thought on this, but anything you're thinking?
Well, the first thing out of the gate, Sarah, thank you for being brave to bring us this question that is impacting so many women and men. But I have to say, as you talk, I just hear a woman that has been betrayed not once, not twice, but has really lost heart in men. Is that true?
A little bit. I'm like real disappointed. I'm kind of like, it's kind of like they repulse me sometimes just because of their behavior. Like, I look for the character and integrity. That's the most important thing.
I know.
The look, the money doesn't matter. I want their character and integrity. And it's like, it seems like the majority of men, it's like that's what they lack the most.
I know.
And so.
But my question is, how many times have you been betrayed? How many times, my dear?
I don't know. I mean, I'm single and, you know.
How many men have you dated that have thrown you away? How many men have you been with that have not kept you, that have used you?
Well, I have kept myself, you know, sexually pure. So I don't let men use me in, you know, ways like that. But, after dating men, I realized that they start to show these things. Like, I dated a Christian guy who goes to Bible study, who teaches Bible study for children, and he has a pornography issue.
Yeah.
Christian girlfriend of mine, same issue. He's got pornography issues, and they're
so
in the church.
So you see
and all
it things. Everywhere.
And it's just, like, it's frustrating.
Okay, Sarah, I want to give you some help, and then I want to listen to my one. You have made an assumption about men that isn't true.
But it's through life experiences and not just my own. It's what's going on. It's like not all men. And I know women cheat too and stuff like that. But it's always like the majority of men are the ones with the integrity issues.
You don't know that that's true.
But it's true to her, Steve. It's true to her.
Yeah, but the thing is, part of her freedom, I think, is undoing that conclusion or that assumption. So that each man doesn't start off with a brand of cheater on him. He gets a clean, fresh start every time she meets one, because there are some really, really good men out there. Mylon, what are you thinking?
Well, Sarah, I just to go along with Sherry for a second, I'm still going to ask the question, where have you been hurt? And even what did you see in your own home? And, you know, what happened in your parents' relationships? I see a lot of hurt in your voice.
Me too.
I see resentment.
Me too.
I see anger. I see. So at some level, I'm going to ask if there's hurt. And that's a place you need to examine, that place. Because a lot of times we take our hurt and we project it out onto the world around us. And then, as Steve said, it creates that jaded view then that we impose upon all people that we see. And while I will suggest that Steve's right, we need to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Secondly, though, we must assume that everybody's a sinner.
That's true.
And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those who find it, and few are those who follow the narrow path. And then, as we know from Every Man's Battle, Sarah, people can be Christians for a long time, but because men are visually stimulated sexually and they have a predatorial instinct, and I'm not speaking out of an evolutionary viewpoint, they just are, they are predatorial. What happens is that we have to understand that the male mind needs to be harnessed, and that's a part of the sanctification process. And some men have never subjected themselves to that aspect of sanctification.
They feel entitled to look at women and get a hit from them and look at us as objects.
And what does the world do? They throw women in my face every single day. I can't turn on the TV, look at a billboard. I can't escape it, you see.
I get it.
And the world knows that. And that's why advertisers market that way. So, unfortunately, we're headed toward a break. And, Steve, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm going to send you How We Love. It's going to give you some insight into men and women that I think might help you come to a place where you say, I'm going to give this person a chance to show me their integrity. In fact, that might be one of the first conversations that you have. But I hope wherever you've been hurt, that there's some healing.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I want to read you a testimony from Healing is a Choice. I had a huge breakthrough this weekend. Before, I had never talked to a counselor or anyone else, for that matter, about my problems. It helped me realize that I can't deal with everything on my own, and I felt so relieved to be able to talk about my mistakes and problems. The stress just lifted off my shoulders. That's one of the results that takes place from Healing is a Choice. Come join us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Those are the places you call to be part of our workshop weekends. July the 18th is Healing is a Choice. Sherry, you wanted to add something.
I did. Well, and I think about Sarah. We just talked with her, and the healing that I am intuiting she needs. Mylan, you saw it, Steve, too. And Sarah, I adore your call because I don't think you're alone. As I thought about you, it reminded me of the woman at the well who had been used by and manipulated by 5-6 husbands. And the one she was with, she wasn't even married to. She just had this cynical part. So when Jesus came up, she was even questioning Jesus. Is he going to be another one of those that's going to kind of just play off of me? So, Steve, what Sarah is seeing is true. is there is an issue that's going on in men's hearts. And as women, we're starting to lose heart in men. Did you hear her say, I don't expect much from them? And there is a problem out there that I think, as men are listening right now, we want to believe more. We want to believe in you. We want to expect more. And every man's battle, I think, would be a fabulous place for men who are struggling with exactly what Mylan talked about. It's everywhere. And how can I not fall into sexual integrity issues? But how to learn how to deal with that so that you can be that man that's different, that really draws women with safety. Does that make sense?
I just talked to so many people that have gone through Every Man's Battle, or they've read the book, and they have sexual integrity. And I hope that, you know, that that she finds a lot of men that she meets over time that show her that us men can be men of integrity.
Well, and live without secrets. And sexual integrity is something that needs to be maintained moment by moment. You just don't go to a weekend and then it just evaporates and goes away.
Yeah.
What we learn is that we've been held in this trap by the enemy and to do his will, not the Lord's will. But then how do I stay out of that trap moment by moment, day by day, for my entire life until that day where the Lord comes, where I go to be with him, and then I have rest from this thing called the flesh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the answer is to listen and watch New Life Live.
TV.newlife.com.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's the way you do it.
We've got an Every Man's Battle. That's July 11th. It's coming up. If you're a man out there that is struggling to know what to do with sexual integrity, with porn, if you're steeped in it and you hear a woman like Sarah crying out and you're one of those guys, would you hear her heart and would you take responsibility and get help? So that you can have some different ways of dealing with that, getting some healing for that.
You can have an authentic relationship without a lack of sexual integrity. And if you want to know about Every Man's Battle, 1-800 New Life, newlife.com. And there is amazing stuff on sexual integrity on TV.newlife.com. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron. How are you? Aaron, are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Aaron? Hi. How you doing?
Yes. Good. Yourself?
Doing okay. How could we help you today?
I'm feeling frustrated and angry and alone. It's been 2.5 years that my wife and I have been separated. And she really wants nothing to do with me. She doesn't want to work on the marriage. She walked out of the last counseling session we had together late last year. How do I move forward? Do I say it as plain and as simply as you guys talked with the first caller today about just saying, well, I understand, I'm just not the one for you, so whenever you want to file the papers, we'll file the papers.
Now, I'm sorry, has she been unfaithful to you?
No, not that I know of up until probably the beginning of the year. She totally, really quit talking with me since the beginning of the year because I went back to court to get more custody for our daughter, see her more often, and also put a child support limit. I was sending money back to the house supporting her for the last 2 years. So when I went back to court to get it more defined, that's when she quit talking to me and just told me, not in verbal words, but in actions, that she didn't want me anymore.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, painful. Here comes a break, and we'll give you some help when we come back, all right? So you hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of you, look at the workshop schedule. Passion Principles for Women, October 10th. Every Man's Battle, July the 11th. Women in the Battle, August 8th. And Healing is a Choice, July 18th, along with the Marriage Workshop, Mylan and Kay and Dr. Stoop and Jan. All of those can be life-changing. But also, New Life Television is transformational, and we're hearing people say it was like therapy, and it was helpful, and it changed my life, and it helped me make a tough decision, which we've talked about today. If you need help making a tough decision, tv.newlife.com will give you the insight and the courage. We'll be back after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Aaron, he's got a wife that she's left, and we need to give him some good advice. Sherry, you want to take a stab?
Wait, Sherry, Mylan, Steve, before you guys go any further, let me give you this other part of the story. In the dysfunction and the chaos of us in our marriage, when we got married in 2008, I had a pretty bad sexual addiction even before we got together, and then I gave it up and got help for it and have been walking down that road. I actually went to an EMB weekend in D.C. a couple of years ago and have been pure since then. But was an immature man who was trying to be a husband and who looked for love through physical intimacy. And I really screwed that up instead of connecting with my wife emotionally. And so in those times of chaos and dysfunction, I had moved out 3 times in the first 4 years of our marriage. And now it just seems like that really broke her heart, and I am desperately sorry for that. And yet I don't think she can recover. So let me make sure that I put what I did, because I was a stupid, immature man. Instead of connecting with my wife emotionally and helping her through it, I wanted to connect with her physically, and that's absolutely wrong.
Okay.
I am so proud of you. You are one of my heroes as far as owning your part. I don't know that I've heard it be as that clear and articulate on the show ever.
It's true.
And thank you for your vulnerability in saying that, because I'll let you know, Aaron, there's a lot of men that just leaned in that last 30 seconds. And I don't care what we've said today. If they only remember one thing, it's what you just said. And so what happens a lot of times when there is sexual addiction-induced trauma is the women need some trauma treatment. They need to have some deep, deep healing to heal the wounds of betrayal.
Right. Yep.
And when that doesn't happen, it sets them up to have a fear bond with you instead of a love bond.
Right.
They become fearful. And so there is some repair work that needs to be done. And I don't ever throw out the hope card. And she hasn't filed yet. But is there any hope you have for going back? Does she, have you articulated it this well to her?
No, because every time I want to have a conversation with her, she never has time. She does not want to sit down one iota with me to talk about anything. And like I said, it was late last year that she walked out on the counseling that we had. And we can't sit down and talk about anything. It's the communication issue, and
but she's expecting.
She just doesn't want to talk.
But Aaron, she's expecting more of the same. You have
Correct.
Shifted.
Write her a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Get a letter.
Good
to
idea,
her and
Steve.
Tell her what you said to us on the air today. That's pretty powerful.
And say,
Very
I
powerful.
Went to the radio. I proclaim this to everybody out there because I realized I blew it, and let me tell you what I'm doing to do the repair work.
Yeah,
I am
good.
Learning how to be intimate, and I'm learning how to be vulnerable. And I want you to get into some deep healing, my friend, to understand what was under that sex addiction. Because unless you learn how to be intimate, I was married to a sex addict for a number of years. And guess what? We both had intimacy issues. I had to learn how to be intimate. I didn't know how to be intimate, how to be vulnerable,
right.
how to be connected. That's why what you just said is so big to me, because
yeah,
I'm like,
it's huge.
Oh.
You know, Aaron, you were also, you sound like a very powerful person. You sound assertive. You really want to make your presence and your position known on this show, and I applaud that, but it's also entirely possible that you've overwhelmed her.
Uh-huh, yes.
And so,
you know why?
Well...
That's
yeah.
because of my mother issue. She was an alcoholic,
okay.
and I tried to save and rescue her
right.
all the time.
So what I'm discerning or hearing from you is the is just that you can be an overpowering, possibly, to her individual. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why she does not want to talk to you. So if you do what Steve and Sherry said, which was to take your excellent observation, write it down, and say, I'd like to hear your feelings about this. And I'm going to do everything I can not to overpower you or dominate the conversation. I'm also aware that that has been a relationship killer as well. I'm going to work on that. Would you just tell me what you feel about this?
Yeah.
That could be a turning point.
Mm. Well, I hope you will do that. And I'm going to send you How We Love, Byron Kay's book. I think it'll be fantastic for you, give you some insight. But I'll ask everybody to pray, you know, that a miracle could take place here and that this marriage could stay together.
And you know, there are three series of shows on the newlife.tv.com. I'm just going to list them for those that are listening. One of them is called Healing Our Wounded Hearts. These are for the wives that are on the other side of the betrayal trauma. Healing Our Wounded Hearts, the trauma of sexual betrayal, and recovering from sexual betrayal. They're filled with all kinds of resources. So if you're someone who's listening right now, or Aaron, don't bring this into the first conversation with your wife, but at some point, offer to pay for her to have that kind of deep healing. And
boy, it would help.
It would
change
help.
Things. It really would.
To see
well,
it from
I appreciate
her
your call. Appreciate your call, and we're going to send you a copy of How We Love.
You know, Larry's in the studio, Steve.
Well, I was just thinking How We Love Larry, and we do. We appreciate Larry, and Larry, you have something to say to us.
Well, we're coming down to the last few days of the month, and we're gaining on it, but we still need some help. So I want to encourage folks to give. I've got a couple of things that. Just sitting here listening to this call with Aaron, why wouldn't somebody want to help support this ministry? I mean, it's moving to hear the passion in Sherry's voice about what she has experienced herself and relating that to Aaron and Mylon having the insight to see that he's maybe a little overpowering. I mean, these are insights that most people don't see, and we've got the best of the best here to make those observations.
We really do.
And I just think, you know, I'd like to ask people who have not given to New Life, you know, if you're driving the car, pull over and make a phone call to 800-NEW-LIFE. It'll take you 2 minutes. And make a gift. Help us keep this thing going. We want healing. We want to be agents of God's healing. And that's what New Life is. The Holy Spirit works through what we do. We don't get the credit. Our only credit is we set the stage. And then we see God come in and do amazing work. That's and true. I just am praying that enough people who have not never given to New Life would stop, take a moment, go online, newlife.com, call us, put a check in the mail, do something, because all we want to do is help people find that new way of seeing life that God wants them to see.
Amen. All right. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Yes, Mylon?
Can I also ask the question, Larry, if people subscribe to tv.newlife.com, at some level, does that not support our ministry
as
well?
Yeah, but we need so much more than that. I mean, it's a good thing to do. I don't want to downplay that at all.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it will help us.
Yes.
But it's not going to help us as much as making a gift for $10, $20, $50.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially here in the summer.
To keep us on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Thank you, Larry, and please help if you possibly can. Well, why don't we go to Sherry and let Sherry talk to Sherry here on New Life. Hi, Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you, Sherry? Yeah.
I'm doing great. I am doing great. Thank you.
Okay. How could we help you?
Well, I had a question regarding my eldest son, who is currently in a sober living home after rehab, and I'm dealing with a lot of guilt about whether or not to let him move back home.
Okay. What do the people at the sober living house say?
Well, they are basically saying, no, he needs to learn to function on his own and go from there. That's exactly what the Nar-Anon people have said when we've gone to Nar-Anon. This is his
Why would you go against what the professionals are saying that are working with him personally every day?
I think it's because I let my guilt as a mother get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because their father passed away when they were really little. And I just feel guilty about not helping him, and I know that I'm hurting him. It's like my head and my heart are in a constant battle.
If he lives with you, they're saying that isn't helping him.
Right. He does not live with me currently.
Yeah, they're saying if he moves in, you're hurting your son. They're telling you, don't hurt your son.
My head understands that.
Yeah.
But this so
he says, well, Mom, I'm going to be homeless. And Mom, I'm going to be...
Oh, boy.
I don't have any
hold
money.
Hold on. We can help you with this. You hold on. We'll be back after this.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking with Sherry, and Sherry, I'm going to let you talk with Sherry.
Well, I'll start out. So you have said that your son is coming to you and saying, Mom, I'm going to be homeless, and I don't have enough money and all of that. And it sounds like manipulation has been a way that he has gotten your mama heartstrings. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. You know, when we lose a spouse, something in a single parent feels like they've got to be a mother and a father. And in many ways, we do. We kind of have to step up the game. You've got to, you feel like you've got to be the protector, the lover, the giver, the accountability person. But as you were talking, this sober living house, I almost want to, in your mind's eye, help you to see them and kind of marry into their philosophy. I want you to marry this sober living house. I want you to look at them as if you would look at if you had a husband that was going to provide protection and accountability, and you need somebody to come alongside you, because your heart gets manipulated, and your son is not out of the woods. Steve brought up at the break, he hasn't come very far in his recovery. If your son is still trying to manipulate your heart, and you need to let the sober living do what it does. He's got to walk a period of time without that heroin.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they can be your husband right now in a figurative sort of way.
Here's what you have to understand. If you let him back in the home, you're not doing it for him. You're doing it for you.
Good point.
Isn't it time that you quit hurting him so you can feel better? Isn't it time that you tried to help him rather than help yourself feel better?
Yes, it is, and that's exactly what my current husband tells me. He continues to tell me that I have to get rid of the heartstrings and think with my mind, and what would be better for my son. And I understand that. It's just, how do I mean, I go to bed just bawling because I feel like I'm refusing to help.
Sherry, I have an idea for that, because what your husband's asking you to do is make your feelings go away, and that won't work.
Okay.
Now, what I recommend is that, number one, you consider everything Steve and Sherry have said, very important, all of those things. So this is kind of like a snowball phone call here, where we're adding things to the snowball. I would add this, that please remember that children with two living biological parents can also become heroin addicts. If you do what Sherry said and you take too much responsibility and believe that a death of a husband, which you weren't responsible for,
no,
that you feel guilt somehow, you're assuming a guilt. And just keep in mind that kids from biologically intact parents also become heroin addicts. And then the second thing I would say is, tell him no with tears.
Otherwise, you are...
Let him see your tears. Let him see how this pains you, but make it a firm no. But let him see the tears and the pain that you feel.
Otherwise, you're selfishly hurting your son. That's what I want you to take away from this. We don't want you to do that.
Because you have
I don't want to either.
Yeah, you have a feeling. You have a feeling that overwhelms you, and that feeling moves you to guilt And that guilt moves you to let him off the hook and enable him in his addiction. And so it's learning how to live with your feelings and let them wash over you, knowing that they're not going to take you out, knowing that you've done the best that you could, and now you need to let him be in some other responsible hands to help you out. Your new husband is right.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, if the treatment center is saying, if he moves back in, he's probably going to use again. And when he uses again, you essentially have to tell yourself, I'm the heroin addict. I let him come back because I wanted to feel better. And I was willing for him to do heroin for me to feel better.
The illusion of control.
Now that you put it like that, it's just, that is not my intention.
I know
at all,
it's not.
Ever.
That's why I'm being so stern with you, so that you will hear something you've never heard before, that it is dangerously detrimental to his life for you to let him come back. And it's also selfish.
Yeah. I can see that point. Yes, I can.
Okay. You got a lot of people telling
you. I really do. I mean,
okay.
I've just been struggling with this for 4 years, and I'm worn out. I'm just tired.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy when you're supporting a heroin addict so that you can feel better. So now you're going to do the painful thing, and hopefully it will help him no longer use heroin and be willing to face the painful thing.
I'd get an Al-Anon as quickly as possible, because it really addresses the codependency issue of I have an addiction too.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what we have gone to Narnon, and that is exactly what they tell me all the time.
Right. So
like, they constantly tell me that, you know, by giving him a place to lay his head or food in his belly or money or whatever, that I am harming him. But in my head, my heart tells me, you're just meeting his needs. But
no, don't,
say, when
don't.
You're meeting his needs. You're
no,
meeting
you're,
his heroin.
You're being stubborn and you're being arrogant, thinking you know better than all these people who've worked with all these heroin addicts all these years.
So what did the father do with the prodigal son? He let him go. And then he let him experience pain and come back in a different mindset.
Yeah.
Where he had really adjusted and grown up into an adult reality. And that's
right.
When the father accepted him back. So just a biblical story for you to read over and over and over again and see how the father had to let his son go and learn the hard way with hunger.
Okay. I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you a life recovery Bible for him, and I hope that's helpful. And I know it's being hard on you, but I want you to see it from a different perspective.
You were straight up, Steve. That was awesome. Thank you.
Well, if you want to see things from a different perspective, check out tv.newlife.com. So many good, so much good material. And sign up on New Life Steve on Facebook, and we'll send you things, keep you updated. You'll see features that we do. But that's New Life Steve at Facebook. And also the workshops. Don't forget, your marriage may need to be there in D.C. on July the 18th. Or maybe you need to be in D.C. on July the 11th for Every Man's Battle. That could be the one. Or maybe someone that you love needs to be at Women in the Battle on August the 8th. Call us. And if you can help us, we need your help here in the summer. And I'm sorry that we are talking about it as much as we are. We try to limit the amount of time that we talk about our finances, but it's summer, and it's always tough. And if you would help us by giving a gift or joining Club New Life or just becoming a regular member of the New Life giving team, that would be a great thing. I hope God puts it on your heart to support a ministry that's committed to transforming lives with biblical truth. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks to all of you who watch and listen. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.